This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. 9 bills about either marijuana or hemp are set for public hearing today at the Texas Capitol. Just a few years ago, getting a hearing for even a single bill would have been unthinkable. KUT's Jerry Quijano reports on how things may be changing when it comes to how the state and lawmakers think about cannabis.
More than 7,000 bills have been filed for the 2019 Texas legislative session. So, is it a big deal that there are 9 cannabis-related bills getting public hearings in 2 House committees on the same day? Actually, yes. Jax Finkel is the executive director of the cannabis activist group Texas Normal. She says this is the highest number of bills she's seen in the legislature since she started volunteering in 2005. Back then, only 2 cannabis bills were written.
But now we see this session, we've jumped to 60 bills having to do with cannabis in some way. So that is a huge jump forward, even from last session where, you know, we had over a dozen bills, but nowhere near 60.
She says her group's efforts aren't just focused on expanding medicinal marijuana or growing hemp, which can be used for a number of things, including as a thread in clothing.
We need to stop criminalizing people for low-level amounts of marijuana possession, and that is supported in the Republican and the Democratic platforms. So this is a bipartisan effort.
6 of the bills being heard today are focused on reducing the penalties associated with cannabis-related crimes. Austin State Representative Democrat Cheryl Cole is the author of one of those bills. She says it and others are baby steps toward possible statewide legalization.
Absolutely. A vast majority of Texans agree that our marijuana laws are too harsh, and a majority even believe they should be legalized.
Cole says too much of taxpayers' money is spent on the arrest and prosecution of low-level marijuana offenders. She believes the group of bills being discussed in the House have real potential because in lowering marijuana penalties, it could direct efforts on drug treatment.
Well, we could use those resources to be doing counseling or drug treatment or supporting victims of serious crimes.
But that's in the Texas House. Over in the Senate, efforts to change cannabis laws are not as popular. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick heads up that more conservative branch of the legislature, and he's made it clear that he's not interested in any legislation that weakens laws against marijuana. Finkel, with Texas Normal, says she dropped off a petition to Patrick's office last week with more than 5,000 signatures asking him to consider common sense changes to cannabis law.
He's been very clear that he wants to focus on things that have support, and so when he sees that this has support, I hope that he will reconsider his position.
Along with the criminal penalty bills, there are 3 bills focused on the production and regulation of hemp, a non-psychoactive form of cannabis, but it still has extremely low levels of THC, the chemical in marijuana that can make you high. That led to a classification as a Schedule I drug by the federal government. Last year, it was taken off that list, which led Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller to say, quote, "It is time to finally end the ban on industrial hemp," end quote. If any of the bills make it out of committee, they'll still need a vote by the full House before facing an uphill climb in the Texas Senate. Jerry Quijano, KUT News.